Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2594. 6 Home Decluttering and Organizing Tips for Busy Parents by Rose Lunsbury of roselunsbury.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to another bonus Sunday episode. This is where we get to hear from one of the other shows in our podcast network. And today's comes from Optimal Relationships Daily. So with that, here's Greg as we optimize your life.
6 Home Decluttering and Organizing Tips for Busy Parents by Rose Lounsbury of roselounsbury.com. Tip number 1. Being organized is a trap. I know you've read all the blog posts and seen all the Pinterest images with drool-worthy organized homes, and you're wondering why yours doesn't look like that, right? Well, here's the secret. There is a huge difference between simplicity and organization. I used to try to be organized too, and that resulted in a lot of stress and anxiety as I tried to organize my way out of the chaos. When I learned to minimize first, the organization naturally happened. Organizing is taking control. Simplicity is letting go. If you want to live in a clutter-free, peaceful home, practice the latter, and the former will naturally happen. Tip number 2. Follow these 2 rules to get started. When it comes to getting started, I have 2 general rules. Rule number 1, start with your own stuff. Start with the areas over which you have jurisdiction, like your personal care products or your clothing. Be the change you wish to see in your household, and those lovely people you live with will get on board. And rule number 2, start somewhere easy. Start where the emotional connection to your items is low. Quite often, we bite off more than we can emotionally chew by trying to declutter difficult things, photographs, memorabilia, and gifts. These are not good places to begin. Start where you don't feel emotionally connected, your towels, for instance. As a matter of fact, I have a TEDx talk all about decluttering towels. Tip number 3. Keep your stuff organized by practicing these 4 habits. Once you've got your home organized, how do you keep the disorder and chaos from coming back? Here are 4 habits that will help. Develop a daily reset routine. Once a day, practice a 10 to 15 minute tidy up routine where you hit reset and get your house back in order. Decide what you're willing to enforce. It would be lovely if your kids kept their floors clean, dresser tops decluttered, and clothes neatly folded at all times, but they probably won't. Pick which neatness standards you're willing to enforce and let the rest go. For example, in my house, I don't care about my kids' flat surfaces or the chaos in their drawers. I care about the floor being clear. That is all I enforce. One in, one out. The one in, one out rule is an oldie but a goodie. This rule basically states that when you bring in something new, something old goes out. Start practicing this and you'll maintain those organized spaces. Shop your inventory. Shop your personal inventory before heading to the store. Do your kids already have clothes in the next size? Are there already AAA batteries in the cupboard? You won't be perfect at this, and that's okay. I'm not either. But if you attempt to shop your inventory before heading to the store, you'll save yourself from buying duplicates of what you already own. Tip number 4. Declutter your kitchen like a pro. When I started my business 6 years ago, I quickly learned that kitchens are one of the most overwhelming spaces to organize because they serve so many purposes. Thus, the best way to organize a kitchen is to divide it into 3 categories. Stuff you cook slash eat with, such as dishes, silverware, etc. Stuff you eat, what's in your pantry and fridge. Everything else, the junk drawers, charging cords, etc. Work on decluttering just one of these areas at a time, and you'll save yourself so much stress. Tip number 5. Declutter your entryway. For busy families, entryways pose a particular problem. So here are 3 specific tips to help you get this space under control. Set reasonable limits. Decide how many bags, coats, and shoes everyone is allowed to keep here. The rest go in the bedrooms. Add hooks. I retrofit my small coat closet with 2 strategic rows of hooks to effectively double the size. This is an easy fix. Simple shoe storage. Buy simple open slatted shoe racks to corral family shoes by the door. Tip number 6. How to organize your pantry. Pantries can be very difficult to keep organized, so here are my best tips for this space. Divide your pantry into 2 categories. The 2 categories I recommend in your pantry are 1, open/currently eating, and 2, on deck/inventory. This will help everyone know what's open and make it easy to shop that inventory before heading to the store. Limit the diversity of food items. You don't need 10 kinds of cereal and 15 types of pretzels. Pick your family's favorites and only buy those. This will help you avoid the dreaded 5 boxes of stale crackers syndrome I've seen in so many homes. Buy containers only if they would help you. There is a whole industry built on clear plastic, and while I don't recommend buying organizing containers for the heck of it, if you would benefit from some pantry containment, do it. But a word of caution, measure first. Be very specific and intentional about what you buy and why. And in general, follow this rule. Loose foods such as flour, rice, and dry beans go in canisters. Packaged foods such as granola bars and snack size items go in baskets. I hope you found this blog post helpful. Now, go back to being a superwoman. You just listened to the post titled 6 Home Decluttering and Organizing Tips for Busy Parents by Rose Lounsbury of roselounsbury.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
Not much left to say after this one. Rose has really covered all the bases, which goes to show just how great she is in her work as a simplicity coach, as well as how great she is as a mother. She does a really good job here of helping parents to identify what's necessary, what isn't, and how to work from there. I did do an episode recently on optimal living advice, number 245, about how to get into the right groove for decluttering and make it feel like it isn't work, for those who might want to hear more about starting this process mentally. But that is it for now, folks. Thanks so much for being here, like always. And do come back for more parenting content tomorrow on the Friday episode, one episode shy of 1,000. That's where your optimal life awaits.